Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia, the supervisor on the floor today. How may I help you?
How are you? I did not authorize this charge. Don't know where it came from.
May I please have your first and last name?
Sam. Oh, I thought he would have given it to you already. He transferred me over. Sam, last name Barill.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
115 Meredith Drive, Mars, PA. Don't laugh. I live in Mars.
I'm sorry. You can go ahead.
I said I don't know where this came from. I did call my credit card company, so not sure how you got a hold of it or whatever, but it's not something I authorized. But go ahead.
Give me just a moment while I get the account pulled up. Okay, so I do see where our meal plan was purchased. Do you recall doing a survey to enter into a sweepstakes to win an item? The item could have been an iPad, iPod, or even a power tool on the 20th of this month.
No, I'm guessing that might have been one of my teenage kids or one of my grandkids, but that's not authorized, and so that shouldn't have been charged. Not sure why he got a hold of my card, but that's not something I want to have, so.
Okay, have you disputed the charge with your card company?
I have twice. Yeah. Took me a while to find out where it was coming from.
Okay, so what I am going to do for you today is reach out to your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account so they're able to verify the location of where the order was taking place and also what device was used to place the order as well. Give me just a moment. Okay, so being that you've disputed the charges with your bank, in order to get a full refund of that charge, you will have to call back with the bank on the line so they're able to verify that they will drop that dispute in order to get you that refund.
So what do I need to do?
You will have to call your bank to let them know that we are offering you a full refund, but they will have to call back on the line to verify that they're willing to drop the dispute, and then we'll be more than happy to go ahead and issue you that full refund.
So how do I do that? Or will you follow up with them on that?
You will call them and let them know that we are willing to provide you with a refund, but they will have to call back to verify that they're willing to drop the dispute.
All right. I'll give them a call back and find out what's going on and give them this number. What number? Because it took me about 20 minutes to find you. So I've been on the phone.
They should have that number
already.
There, but our number is, give me just a moment.
Directly to you?
No, sir. Any of our agents are more than... Any of our agents could assist you today with this account. Give me just a moment.
Is that the 888-726-9418 number?
That is correct.
All right, I will have them call you, but please do not charge my card anymore.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
Take care.